We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And how cool is it we get to watch the U.S. Open while we're doing this show? And Ludwig Ober, that's how you pronounce it, Texas Tech guy, Ludwig Ober.
Doesn't sound like somebody who
grew up in the panhandle.
Lubbock.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no.
Ludwig?
Ludwig Ober.
Ludwig Ober.
Yeah. And he is 2 under through
it's
two.
Ludwig Ober.
Birdie. No, he's Ober. He's over. And off we go.
There's not one O in his name.
There is no O in his name.
J.J. Spahn.
That's how those people pronounce it.
Maxwell Moldovan. J.J. Spahn. No one even knows these guys.
Oh, really? You don't know Hideki Matsuyama?
Oh. Yeah, I know him and Xander Schauffele.
Or Adam Scott.
And Rory and Justin.
Shane Lowry.
Kevin Velo.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know his brother.
We call him Exit.
I know Exit Velo.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know Kevin.
Shane Lowry. Never heard of him. Justin Rose. Xander Schauffele.
Yeah, I know Xander Schauffele.
Rory. Ever hear of somebody called Rory?
I know Rory.
Top of the leaderboard.
Let's go, Rory.
Let's go. Yeah, it's off and running, and so we'll be watching that and giving you updates throughout the day. I know Art is thrilled to hear that. Went to the game last night, and they just, White Sox had
no chance. Looks like Lowry is back on his BS because he got whipped.
Who?
Not Lowry.
Lowry?
No.
Shane Lowry?
No, not Lowry.
Oh. I don't know who you're talking about.
The pitcher last night. The White Sox.
The White Sox worried about. Burke?
Yeah, Burke. Sorry, okay. Not Lowry.
Yeah. Yeah, he got his ass whipped.
He got whipped.
He took a whooping.
He took a whooping, and everyone hit.
Yeah.
Everyone hit, except Jake. Jake didn't end up with one. He was 0 for 3. I stopped watching. He was 0 for 3.
He ended up 0 for 4.
0 for 4, okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I guess, like, when it comes to the hits, there was a few guys.
Well, they were in bunches. I mean, Pena had 2, Paredes had 3, Altuve 2, Diaz 2, Walker 3, Smith 2. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can apologize to Israel now. I mean, all the people of Israel.
For what?
For what you said about Cam Smith.
What? I like Cam Smith.
Well, I thought
I was undefending Cam Smith against other shows.
I was defending Cam Smith.
I'm on tape. That's what people do. They take what we say on tape and then they try to use it later at a time to create stress and drama at the station.
That is kind of
That's
true.
What they do.
Well,
that's
we do it to ourselves because it's a promo now, you attacking Jeremy.
Yeah. But I mean, what happens on this show stays on this show.
Yeah.
Sam and other people. But we'll learn our lesson.
I guess we will.
Other people are going to learn their lessons, too.
Yep.
No snitching.
So 10-2 was the final score. Our Astros with the win. And that's kind of what should happen when you're playing the White Sox, especially at home because they really, really suck. The White Sox suck on the road. So it's kind of what you should – I mean, I don't want to make a big deal out of a 10-2 win against the White Sox because everybody does that. But it would be nice to get a, you know, a series win against the White Sox here today and get them out of town because, you know – With the Pope behind them, you can't just can't trust what's going on with that team. At any point, they could rise up, except usually on the road. Four-game lead now for the Astros. Man, are the Mariners just falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
They are terrible.
It's bad for them right now.
They are bad.
This division, the Astros just have to not – it literally is just, look, keep your hands on the steering wheel and things should be fine.
Yeah.
If you can get through all this – look at how bad this division is right now.
Yeah.
With the Mariners falling apart. I mean, who is it going to be? Are the Rangers going to come up? And somebody is going to have to be a second horse in this race. But if the Astros don't, if the Astros don't screw up, I mean, this may be one of those things where they're just in cruise control.
Yeah.
It looks like a boat race right now. I mean, it's still relatively early.
And I get they're really good. But when you're looking at the rotation and, you know, the lineup is up and down. It's not like anybody. I mean, we've got a couple of the best hitters. Actually, we do have a couple of the best hitters in the game. And Jeremy Pena has been awesome all year. And Jake Myers has been a top 30 player in the league, literally. I mean, with the way he's plays the outfield and the way, and I'm probably selling him a little bit short. How good he is in center field and the way that he's hit this year. We know he's Jake Myers, so it's a little bit hard to understand and, you know, and put him in that kind of category, but he's been a really good player this year. He really has. And, you know, and Yiner's starting to hit, and Paredes has been good for the most part, most all year. And Christian Walker destroyed that ball yesterday. He destroyed that. And he looked good at the plate. The problem with Christian Walker, now maybe we could get some consistency out of him because we haven't had that. We haven't had that. He's come up with some big, big hits. He won a game with a home run, you remember? And then, all right, here we go. It's time to take off with Christian Walker. And it just hasn't happened. And it sure would be nice for him to go on a nice jag. It sure would be nice.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was a nice – I don't want to say if it was a start, but wasn't it great seeing all these crooked numbers at the in the hit column?
Yeah.
Multiple hit, multi-hit games for multiple players?
Yeah.
That was fantastic to see that yesterday. And it was – you know, from Jump Street, and you got a good start from Gusto.
You did.
I mean, you got a good start from him. That was a good start.
I mean, it's a really, really bad team.
It's a bad, I don't know how you lost the first game, but it was a bad team.
Yeah.
But, you know, I saw the Pope with the White Sox hat, and all I could think of was, yeah, that's not like,
that's not
that's
great
a losing, that's a losing, well, yeah, but is it a problem? You grew up a White Sox fan. You and the Pope could be the same person. People have talked about how there's so many similarities between you and the new Pope. Yeah. South side of Chicago, grew up White Sox fans. Did you have a lot of success as a White Sox fan?
No, I had zero when I was a White Sox fan.
Let's keep it going.
You know, I was so anti-White Sox when the Astros played them in 05, and my whole family turned on me, and I turned on them, and I've disowned them, and we've never been the same, if you want to know the truth. But I was an avid White Sox fan, and they always sucked, and then they win the World Series when I'm an Astros fan. So, yeah, they've been a major disappointment. And I'm sure the Pope hasn't really been following him for all his years in South America, and now, you know, being the Pope, I'm sure he put the White Sox hat on, and did he realize that they're 7-80 on the road this year? Did he realize that?
Mm-hmm.
No, he probably didn't.
Well, they're going to need Pope. They're going to need a Buddhist. They're going to need from all religions to try to help this, based on what I saw yesterday.
I don't think Catholicism is enough.
No, I'm already looking for white. No, it's not enough.
It's not just enough.
White Sox and Colorado Rockies. I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah. Yep. What about, so while I was watching on my phone at the game, man, I'm telling you, we undervalue Indiana.
Man, they're so disrespectful.
Well,
they're good at home. They're really good at home. But this team just doesn't seem to have a lot of fear. Like, when do they crater?
They haven't.
When do they crater? They always, like, this entire playoffs, I'm waiting for them to show a crater. They came back from 20 down to beat Oklahoma City in one game, which I didn't think was possible. Game two was Oklahoma City. It looked like, okay, that's the way it's supposed to look. Game three, I mean, Oklahoma City got off to a quick lead. And then it was back and forth for the rest of the game. And then at the end, you just had Indiana just that momentum of the home court look like it really helped because that got loud in there at the end.
So we're I'm watching it with my buddy. And he goes, man, I think that now listen. Indiana's undefeated when they score 110 points or more in the postseason. Mm-hmm. And they're winless when they score less than 110 points. Mm-hmm. So, and I don't think we give them enough credit defensively. They held them to 47% shooting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Oklahoma City did knock down threes, but they only took 22 of them while, you know, maybe that's the way that they should have gone about it last night. But Indiana defense, Miles Turner is really, really, I think, underrated. The addition of Siakam has been awesome. And Haliburton is a star. I mean, I know he's the most overrated player in the NBA right now. That dude can play in the post. That's got to leave. I don't know where that came from. I don't know why players think they must not. Why don't they like Tyrese Haliburton? I don't know.
I don't know. We've talked about it before. I don't know.
Is there any explanation for
this? They think he's corny. It's the same old corny. Whenever somebody's not exactly like you or the way you want them to act.
Is he not street enough? He's not street enough for everybody?
I guess.
And I'll tell you what.
Is he, Dell, he's not Canadian. No, he's not Canadian. I know SGA, but is he also Canadian? Haliburton? No.
No.
He's not Canadian, but he just.
Why don't people like him, Dell?
Well, I think initially some of it was all he did was talk when they were leading, but he would shut up when they were down.
Who's
some of that.
Recently
like what
said?
Jordan said in that.
Well, that's how everybody is.
Tim Hardaway Sr. recently said that.
Yeah,
on
they
podcast.
Don't. They didn't like him, and maybe a lot of talking with not a lot of accomplishments up until this year. So I'm sure that played a part too. He wasn't an All NBA guy, an All Star, all that type of stuff.
And
he said a lot.
And he talks on the court.
Yeah, but a front runner type of talker.
That's what we all do.
Well,
I mean, that's what
we heard the best player of all time say, "You ain't a real one if you do that." Michael Jordan said, "Hey, it's a real man who talks when they're down, not when they're up."
Okay. Well, Michael talked all the time. He was a ball buster all the time. So, that's just a really and by the way, Benedict Mathurin did not have a big role to start these playoffs, and that dude can't miss now. That dude came in some blowouts and all of a sudden, hey, Benedict Mathurin is playing really, really well. And now he's getting a role. In 22 minutes, he scored 27 points. 9 of 12 from the field. Holy crap. And he did not have this kind of role early on in these playoffs, when these playoffs started. And here he is just kicking some ass now. I mean, he's unstoppable right now. And what did they draft him? 7th, 8th overall? He is turning into a real player.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're good. That's a good basketball team.
It is. I mean, you know, Obi Toppin at times has had some bad spots in the playoffs, but he also had a huge 3-point game the other day in game one where he was piling on the threes. Which is critical for them. You have Tyrese Haliburton, who can be a little up and down, but when he's good, he's really, really good. That's another team, like Oklahoma City, that their guys seem to know their roles, and they seem to play to their roles. And more than Oklahoma City, who has two primary scorers who really, you know, or can be a little ball dominant at times, they share the ball.
Yeah.
Indiana shares the ball. They know who their guy is at the end. No one, like, hey, get it to Haliburton. But if it's not Haliburton, if he drives and dishes, there's a lot of guys who can make threes out there. They do a pretty good job with rebounding. Siakam is playing his role to a T. I think we got a 7-game series on our hand. This looks like a really,
wow.
You know, I think Oklahoma City comes back with real fire again in this one. But, it may be tough to beat. You know, Indiana has a distinct advantage now. If they can win two, they get two games. They get two more games at home.
Home court now.
If they get two, they got two more games at home, and it's a hard place to win at home. Now, Oklahoma City jumped out to a big lead, but SGA didn't have a big game. They did a good job with him. Jalen Williams had a pretty good game. But you know where they got killed? And you may not have seen this being at the game. They missed some critical free throws. At the end of the game, there was an opportunity to close the gap and stay in that game late to make it tight, and they couldn't make free throws.
Mm-hmm.
It was just really a problem for them. And so, you know, we've dealt with that as Rocket fans, and it's the number one killer is when you can't make big free throws down the stretch. You want to talk about demoralizing, especially on the road.
16 assists and 17 turnovers
for Oak City.
For Oak City,
yeah,
and 24 and 13 for Indiana. Mm-hmm. The ball movement is special. It just seems like that Oklahoma City is just trying to do too much individually.
You know, when you look at this, Oklahoma City shot 45% from three. Indiana shot 33% from three. You know, now they only shot 76% from the free throw line. Jalen Williams, the one who missed some free throws towards the end, but it's the turnovers. You're right. I mean, it was the turnover count, which hurt, and they just executed very poorly the last 7 minutes of the game. Well, not last 7 minutes, because it was a scrap, probably the last 4 minutes of the game. Oklahoma City executed poorly, but Indiana played really, really well. So now we're sitting here, and Oklahoma City down 2-1 in a series that has some of, and I got to say, doesn't matter. For none of us it matters, except maybe Wendy. But did you see the ratings are down 24% over the first two games? Ratings are down 24%.
Adam Silver was, and we'll hear from, because I.
Now, in the playoffs, the ratings have been up 3% total across all
the
playoffs.
The NBA Finals,
yeah.
He said that the first two games were the highest rated shows on television this month.
Well, maybe it was on network television. It also is the lowest that they've seen outside of the 2020 bubble.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Adam Silver could
have
been happier.
NBA Finals Game 2 ratings lowest since 2007.
I guess you can date a dredge. I guess you can.
Yeah, it's the lowest since 2007.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Now, that still may be, like you said, it may be beating, you know, Abbott Elementary or whatever. That's actually on the same station, but it may be beating
Abbott, it doesn't matter. Everything. They said he's beating
everything. Yeah, but network television isn't what it used to be.
Not even close.
So nice try, Adam Silver.
Wow. I mean, let that man.
But it was also not a good.
Let that man have his
stats. It wasn't a good game either.
Okay. All right. He's data dredging. All right. Aaron Rodgers had a good season, too, last year. I don't know if you heard, 28-11. Okay.
It wasn't a good game either. Okay. Game 2 wasn't a very good game.
No, but
we're talking about game 3 being really low. Yeah, yesterday was a good game. It'll be interesting to see what happened, but you know, it does, once again, who cares what the ratings are? Yeah. These teams, I had to hear about that with the Knicks and isn't it crazy to think the Rockets and the Knicks, but our TV ratings were down. That was those are major markets, but even back when the Rockets and Knicks played for the first championship, we didn't get it on the Sports Illustrated cover.
No.
It was considered, no one wants to see it because it wasn't Michael Jordan.
It wasn't Michael Jordan.
And that's so right. Everyone acted like this. It was a meaningless series.
Yeah.
Looking back in hindsight, I mean, Olajuwon, Ewing, the city of New York and Houston, you would have thought that, even back then I thought, man, I don't care what people think about if this series is ugly, because remember it was ugly ball, ugly basketball. Dude, that was my championship. I didn't care. It was pissing me off that people said that. I'm sure people in Indiana and Oklahoma City are like, we don't care what you think.
We didn't care. I don't care what anybody thought. Well, OJ really kicked up the ratings, though, when he was.
Well, yeah.
He really kicked up the ratings for us. Time to right now to take a break and look at. And I want to look at something. So yesterday, we were sitting there. We were over at Luling's, and a woman says, "Hey, John, do you know anything about air conditioning people?" And I was like, "Well, I just happen to know something about Air Team," and I gave her the Air Team website, airteamltd.com, and told her, you know, she says, "Well, I've got a 16-year-old air conditioner, and I want to make sure that nothing happens." And I said, "Well, why don't you just have them check it out?" She said, "No, I want to replace it because it's 16 years old, and I need a new air conditioner. I said, well, I'm going to tell you this. These people are going to take care of you. They are going to be, they're going to go about it professionally. They're going to give you a great deal, and the workmanship is second to none. I've had that at my house, and I know it to be a fact. They are on top of everything. They know their stuff. Now, you may not say, well, I want to buy a new air conditioner. Nope. That's okay, but let Air Team come and look at your air conditioning unit and make sure that it's working because it's 1,000 degrees every day now for the next, it feels like, next millennium. Here is the deal. If you're looking for a great way to get that air conditioner, make sure it's working great so you don't have to replace yours like Beth does. All you need to do is go to airteamltd.com, airteamltd.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
That's much worse. You know who's the number one jersey seller this year?
Shador.
You have to be in the league to actually sell the jersey.
Well, I've already seen something where he leads in jersey sales already.
For rookies?
Yes.
Oh, for the rookies?
So last year, who led it in last year?
Who leads? No, it just came out yesterday. Popular jerseys based on a cumulative
sales. Football?
NFL, just NFL.
Jaden Daniels.
It is not Jaden Daniels. He's fourth.
Okay, Lamar?
Lamar is not even up there anywhere near anywhere.
Well, it's gotta
he's
be somebody,
18th.
Saquon, because he went to a new team.
One.
Yeah, he went to a new team. So
and Patrick Mahomes is too. You'd think everybody has their jersey. Already.
Well, that's what with Lamar. I guess everyone has their Lamar stuff. You would think, but there's
City
no
come
new
out with new jerseys.
No, there's no new. They don't have any new jerseys.
Jalen Hurts was third. Jaden Daniels fourth. C.J. Stroud fifth.
Okay.
I think that last year he would have those kind of jersey sales, but okay.
What about Petrie?
Josh Allen, Aiden Hutchinson, Amon Ra.
Jalen Petrie jersey?
Micah. No Jalen Petrie jerseys.
What
no.
about a new Joe Mixon jersey?
Nope. What about, how about that? So I don't know. Somebody started some crap about, you know, Joe Mixon's pissed. Nick Chubb is here now and blah, 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 blah. I saw a video of him
it's
talking about
Twitch said that.
Nick Chubb. He
Twitch
loves
was starting something.
Nick Chubb. Huh?
It's probably Twitch was trying to start
trying to
that.
Start, yeah, Twitch, yeah, Twitch starts crap like that.
No.
He loves Nick Chubb.
Yeah.
They are boys. Did you hear CJ talking about him, about Chubb, too? I mean, he's like, oh, I love that guy.
Do we have the sound that, from Chubb today, Dell, where he was talking
yes.
about how serious? I love that. I know it was a press conference. I think Houston Stressons had cut it. And it's a press conference. Well, it's Chubb was being interviewed.
Yeah. I mean, he's up at the podium.
Yeah, he was up at the podium. And he was we have the sound, so I'm going to let him say it for you.
Well, is that this one about CJ or what?
No.
About what?
About being with the Texans, how he knew he found the right team.
Yeah,
do
right.
We have that one?
Yep, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the one on D'Amico.
How he knew he had the right had the right team. And when you hear this sound, you'll realize D'Amico's got this team locked in.
Yeah, right.
They're locked in.
People love them some D'Amico.
Yeah, well, I guess the biggest thing is knowing what this team is about from afar. I've always been a fan of Coach D'Amico, and I know some guys on the team. I know Joe Mixon. I know what he's about, and I watched him from afar on the other sideline plenty of years, and I know how he runs the ball, and I know the opportunity I had here with this team, you know, being an up-and-coming team, and the past 2 years I've really turned it on. So I know I had a chance to come here and win a lot of games surrounded by a great group of people.
Put a bull on the ring. Put a bull on the ring. You know, JJ was talking about JJ was pretty excited. JJ was out there yesterday and he did his press conference with everybody at the podium and whatnot. And he's right. He was right about this. He was like, man, can you imagine if they had a parade here for this? And if the Texans win the Super Bowl, this city, I know it's been great with the Astros and it was great with the Rockets.
I don't think you'll be any better than the Astros. Man, the feeling of the Astros, because that built up over so many years.
That is true.
In multiple 17 World Series, almost to 19. You get back there and win it again in 22.
This is still a football city, though, even with the Astros and how good they've been and everything
Billy.
Else.
Oh, Billy.
No, they listen.
Billy O'Brien's trying to tell us that.
The Texans in football, NFL football is a different level. It just is.
It is, but I think that I don't think the Texans right now are anywhere near, even if they win a champion. This has not built up to a fevered pitch like the Astros did. Like, it would shoot up quickly, which would be great, but you don't have – you had gathered so many fans. Like, my sister-in-law, Lisa, she is a massive Astros fan. She wasn't when this whole thing started. And they don't miss games.
Yeah.
Her and my brother do not miss games watching them. They come in from out of town, from Tomball, to go to games. Like, it garnered a lot of people who weren't Astros fans became it. I think that happens over time. I mean, yeah, you can put your shirt on when there's a playoff run, but where it hurts your soul when you lose and you have exuberance, like, I don't think the Texans have built that up over 25 years so far, or 23 years so far.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. If it was the Oilers, it might be a different story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. You're probably right
about
that.
Like, they have not built any momentum. Not really.
No.
This is as close as we get. And it was, and they went as far as they did last year, but did that feel like they built momentum? They played with.
No,
they play with a team.
Still,
that went to
I think people still look at them with a, you know,
a little side eye,
like
this.
Not sure
James
about
Harden
I'm not
doing
sure
this?
About them yet. Yeah, well, a little James Harden, a little bit. Yeah, no, I get your point. And the Astros had years and years and years and years of the same, you know, and finally broke through. Right? Yeah, I think you're right about that.
Bill O'Brien or John Granato?
Coach of the Houston Texans, is how lucky we are to play in front of such a passionate fan base. You know, I love the Astros. I love the Rockets. You know, I really do. I've been to games, and they're awesome. But we all know what it's about in Houston. And it's about the football team. It's about football. It's about
though.
The Texans.
I
and we know that we need to do our part. The Astros.
I laughed when you just said that.
Well,
it's going to be bigger than the Astros.
It's still NFL.
It is. At some point, it's not there yet, though, with Houston.
No.
It's
no.
not there yet with Houston. It's
well,
going
to
take...
we need to build them a new stadium is what we need.
Well, yeah, if we finally get a new stadium instead of with new plays being called, the good ones, with a new stadium,
right.
Can you imagine what this is capable if we just pony up and buy some wins?
I was just thinking about this. Did you see the press conference, introductory press conference for Irsay's daughters? The three daughters were up there.
I read about it.
Yeah. I mean,
it's all three of them. Well, one of them has been the one who's been in charge for him. She's the true owner,
yes.
But the other two, I didn't even realize he had three dogs.
Yeah, and they're not. She's the CEO.
Yeah,
yeah, and she lives, eats, and breathes football. She's been in the front office with them for a while.
Oh yeah, I asked Ballard about her. He goes, "Oh, she's great. Goes, she's been very, very involved."
And then we got Amy Skunk in our division, right?
Strunk.
Oh, whatever.
Strunk.
And
you always get that wrong.
And we got Hannah. We lead. In women running organizations, this division,
the AFC South is an ally.
It really is.
Now,
we are in the midst of an entire turnover.
AFC South is what I like to call girl ball central. Is what I like to call
That's
it.
That's what you call it.
I call it girl boss girl central.
It really is.
It's girly pop. It's girly pop football.
So let me ask you something, John. After seeing the three Irsay daughters, would you throw any of them in jail for any? Let's say they committed the same offenses that their dad did.
No,
they should stay out of prison, right?
Would you give them probation and say, "Hey, just don't do it again," or are you throwing them in jail?
I'm not probation.
Probation,
absolutely.
All right,
yeah. Or if you're having a good time, do it again. I don't care.
Oh, okay, so after watching their presser, you're like, you know what?
You know,
it's all right. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like my,
no big deal, right?
No.
Yeah, you got caught with pills, whatever.
Whatever.
All of them.
I mean.
Hold on. All of them get out scot-free?
Yeah, they're all.
No, I can't.
I mean, it's blurry.
I have to make sure. See, they're blurring this. They don't want me to.
They don't want you to
see. To continue
it.
Reading. Guess what? I know my way around a firewall, so I'll just take this off right now.
They'd all. You can, no. Case dismissed.
You're really.
I'm an ally.
This is the problem with the justice
system.
People
an
have
ally.
Said for years the justice system works one direction. It doesn't work for all people, and you're a perfect example of that. The justice system only works for certain people. And those same people get on news broadcasts sideline reporter jobs.
I got a feeling Strunk is going to jail for a long time in John's court.
So everyone, nobody's guilty?
I'm not going to throw
him. Guilty.
Yeah.
Not guilty.
I'm kidding. Not guilty. 730 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. Let's go. You want to talk Astros? You want to talk basketball? You want to talk golf? Let's go. We got some sports to talk about today. 713-780-3776. We got a little jewelry to talk about now.
Yeah, is that a jewelry? It's, you know, coming up, what's today? Today's the 12th. Yes, tomorrow. It's tomorrow and Saturday. They've got dads and dogs, and it's a chance for you to, just a fun little thing they're doing. You don't have to bring your dog if you don't want to, but if you want to look for something for a Father's Day gift, or even if you just want to come out and say, man, Lance has talked about this giant 28,000 square foot location. It's beautiful, and I'm gonna bring my dog out there, and he's going to get a treat. And that's what they're doing. Dads and Dogs is going to be this Friday and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So it's a little window there. It's an eight-hour window. And you can treat the man of the hour and along with a loyal companion of yours. And it's something new that they're doing at Zadig Jewelers. They want you to come in, take a look at the watches. Maybe you want to buy your dad a luxury watch. You can decide how baller you want to go on that one. That'd be a great gift, man. If you're doing well for yourself and you want to thank dad for all the direction he gave you, the good advice, or maybe he put you on the payroll, the literal payroll. Maybe you pay him back with a great watch. Maybe you're looking for some really cool cufflinks. They've got some incredible cufflinks there with the top designers as well. They've got pens, you know, the old Montblanc pens, which are high quality. There's a lot to choose from for dad. Now, you might go in there while you're there and get something for your daughter, for your wife, maybe for an anniversary. Or maybe you even bring your dog in there and you're looking for an engagement ring for your wife, for your girlfriend. It doesn't matter. Zadig's got it all. And they've got incredible quality, incredible people working there, a selection that's unmatched across the state. Zadig Jewelers, 28,000 square feet waiting for you. Dads and Dogs coming up tomorrow and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Bring your dog in for a treat while you do some shopping. It's Zadig.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
So, I don't know why this caught me. I don't know why. A couple of days ago, Brooksgate put out the one stat every Major League
Baseball. Who put this out?
Brooksgate.
Brooksgate?
Yeah, I don't know. He's a big baseball guy. Here's one stat every Major League Baseball team leads the league in. The Astros, it was a couple of days ago, most strikeouts pitching, 623. The Astros led the league in most strikeouts pitching. New York Yankees, highest team OPS. Then there are other ones that teams lead the league. Like the White Sox, fewest sacrifice bunts allowed. Congratulations to them, leading the league.
That's obviously.
The Athletics, most successful challenges.
Oh.
They had 15. 15 successful challenges.
So far.
Yeah. That's pretty good,
actually. That's pretty high, it seems like, for this time of the year.
The Pittsburgh Pirates, best record on Wednesdays, 9-1. 9-1 on Wednesdays. So congratulations to them. Most games won as the betting underdog, the Washington Nationals. Most games won as the betting, but they're usually the under, aren't they?
Yeah, but it means they're. I would think that means they're over. They're overplaying their positioning, expected positioning. Yeah, so that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Wow, that's a lot of stats.
Milwaukee, fastest team by average sprint speed.
That's a lot of stats.
27.9.
That's fast.
That's pretty fast.
That's fast. Jeremy Pena is our fastest guy, followed by Cam Smith, and they're in the mid-29s, I think.
Yeah. The Baltimore Orioles, heaviest team by average weight.
Okay.
Congratulations to them, fat asses. Porky, hog.
Double Y.
Double Y. Why don't you play it? Why don't you want to play it? I mean,
I'm not a puppet.
They're They are the fattest, the heaviest team, by the way.
I need another.
Maybe they're strong. Muscle weighs more than fat.
Yeah, they could just be ripped.
Maybe
up
they have the. Why don't you say they're the strongest team and they have the most lean mass?
Or maybe that is, or maybe they're the fattest.
We don't know yet.
We don't know. I don't
Speaking
know.
You of, don't know. You see Deebo Samuel? People are.
Oh my gosh!
People are looking at Deebo.
Oh my gosh! He is a little porky right now.
Deebo looks like he could handle some fullback carries.
He does. If he's trying, maybe he needs to bulk up so that he can, you know, stay healthy this year, take the pounding that it's going to take. All right. He did look heavy, though.
Mm-hmm.
He does look heavy. No yeah. question about that. 713-780-3776 is the number. I put Avery Johnson in there because there's a lot of talk about this KD trade, right? And, you know, I don't care. Get rid of Jalen Green. Whatever.
Potential.
And not that they need Jalen Green since they have a really good, you know, and they've got a couple with Brandy, with Beal. You know, they're okay.
On paper.
Well, no, they're good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not mattering.
Right. No.
Beal has been literally.
No, Beal's been bad.
There's been a negative impact.
He's been bad.
And they can't get rid of him.
No, they can't get rid of him.
They're screwed. They have to get rid of KD.
Yeah.
They have to. And any kind of trade that they make would be a three-team trade because they couldn't. If Jalen Green were involved, for example, which almost have to make, like that's a lot to give up. Just no. Jalen Green for KD, period, is a lot to give up based on age.
But they already have Devin Booker and they have Bradley Beal.
You have to have a third
it's
team.
It's not like they, we can't wait to get Jalen Green
it has
here.
To be it has to be a third team.
Yeah. Yeah, there has to be another team that's involved. But listen to Avery Johnson and see if you don't agree with what he had to say about a possible trade to the Rockets.
What's it going to take for you to acquire Kevin Durant? If you're going to lose two starters, it's not worth it. If you can add him to your starting rosters and trade three reserve bench players and then throw in some cash and draft picks, great. But don't disrupt your team. Houston should stand pat for sure because 2 years from now, they could very well be an OKC with an outstanding coach in Ime Udoka.
And this
agree?
Yeah, I mean,
if the starter's Jalen, I think everybody would be okay with it.
Yeah, I'd be fine if they ran it back. I'd be fine if they made a small change. You know, if Kevin Durant were here, I'd say, well, you know, I can find a positive in that. There's an upside that may not be there with Jalen Green. Well, there's definitely one. He's a bona fide scorer. He can shoot it. There's definitely positives with KD, but that also hinges on what you're giving up for him too. That's the whole conversation we've had is that he's cheaper. Yeah, of course he's cheaper than Giannis. But you know, the talk has been that Giannis is a real potential target for the Rockets, but it takes two to tango. And I'm sure if you're not going to give you cannot move a Giannis Antetokounmpo if you're Milwaukee without a monstrous return package. You cannot do it. We already saw Dallas do that. And what happened to Dallas's GM? Eviscerated.
Yeah.
Eviscerated for what he got back. Can you imagine moving Giannis for like Jalen Green or even just Alperen and some draft picks? That's not going to be enough. You got to get more. As much as some of you guys are going to love Alperen, and I love Alperen, Giannis is a bona fide star who puts up Now, I can flip that argument and say he also misses more time than he should miss and all that stuff. But with Kevin Durant, I'd be fine if they did the Kevin Durant deal based on what they give up. But I'm just going to tell you, I think you got some concerns going old and with a guy who has missed a lot of time over the last 4 years. It's a big concern for me. If your entire move, look at Chris Paul. Rockets made a move with Chris Paul. He got injured in the playoffs all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, Chris Paul's great in the regular season. Well, what good did he do in the playoffs? If Chris Paul's hamstring had stayed good, we may have been looking at a championship run.
Yeah, and James, that's something James Harden deserves.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I feel worst about, is that James may not ever get a title.
That's what you feel worst about.
Yeah.
Now, didn't you deserve it, though? Didn't you say how much you deserved it?
Yeah, but I had not put in enough to. Yeah, that's true. I did deserve it. I do deserve
I feel like you better. Said, I feel like you were like, hey, I deserve this.
I did say that.
Yeah.
And I think I do.
I
do deserve it, but maybe not with James.
You don't think you and James together?
Well, no, maybe you know, with James, maybe I deserve it with Alperen and Jalen and Amen and, you know, and if you have to subtract one of those guys and add another one, okay, maybe that happens.
I don't think you're going to get it with Jalen. I don't know. I just don't. I don't think you and Jalen are.
Will you get it with Amen?
Amen, perhaps.
Well, he's on the team too, so maybe Jalen's not. You know, maybe just Jalen's around for the. There have been guys who didn't deserve a title who've gotten it because their teammates were really good.
Yeah,
that's happened. Yeah, now it didn't happen for Charles.
No, Charles got well.
Didn't happen for James. They were main characters.
Ass-kicking Inc. was.
Yeah, they were main characters who tried to partner up. One thing I've noticed when you're a real main dude. It's hard to go three deep and keep everyone happy. Like, it just doesn't happen. The Chris Bosh was a subservient number three.
Yeah.
Dennis Rodman was a pure rebounder. Like, the big three concept, you can't have a true big three like Beal, KD, and Booker. It just doesn't work that often.
Yeah.
And most of the teams you look at, when I'm talking about stars, guys who would be number one on other teams, on most other teams.
Yeah. Well, except Boston. They or started this percentage. Whole thing.
Yeah, but Boston was not like that. Wasn't
that
even
and Pierce and Ray Allen. That was pretty big.
Yeah,
three.
But what was different to me is that Ray Allen was just a shooter. He didn't have to have. He was not a primary ball. He did not have to have the most shots. Like, you had to keep Pierce happy and KD happy. And Ray was a pure 3-point shooter.
Yeah,
I mean, I get what you're saying, but he was not a one. Like not a knockdown one at the end of his career.
Yeah,
James has only been that. And then he's, you know, he's with Kawhi. Now they're too old.
Yeah, even
he's a jinx in the postseason.
Even the Bulls had their hands full with Rodman when Rodman was.
Oh yeah, but he didn't have to have the ball in his hands.
No, but he was a pain in the ass.
He was a huge pain in the ass. Yeah. Isn't it unbelievable? They won three titles with him.
Yeah,
and remember they had like a walking back in time with the Michael Jordan documentary, Last Dance. I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. Rodman in the playoffs was going to Atlantic City and causing problems.
So was
problems.
Michael.
Well, no, Michael.
Michael
that's
went
right.
to Atlantic City.
Oh, that's right. Dennis just disappeared to Vegas for a while in the regular season.
In the regular season, yeah. Well, Michael was the one who went to Vegas, and everybody was up in arms. He was like, watch this. I'll be fine.
Yeah, if there's one guy, I'm just like, maybe keep that one private. Hey, Mike, are you sure you want to do this? I'm fine.
The summer circuit continues tomorrow right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Come by East River 9 tomorrow. All our shows are going to be out there. And register to win a pair of brand-new e-bikes from Power On Electric Bicycle Company, a $4,000 value. All you have to do is stop by the promotion table and register. I'm going to do it. I'll register there. And, you know, and I want to win. But you got a chance to win, too. Get on out here, East River 9, great restaurant food. I mean, and hopefully it'll be drying up and we'll be able to play some golf tomorrow. 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., East River 9. Find the entire summer circuit schedule at ESPN975.com. Time to talk a little right now about John Daspit.
Yeah, the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com. Listen, the thing that I love about Daspit Law is that they work in so many different areas. And it's a personal injury lawyer, but, you know, John has done security negligence where people have lost valuables due to security negligence. He's done premises negligence. He's done really catastrophic slip and falls at locations that have caused severe injuries to people. Of course, roadway accidents where people are, you know, hit by trucks or other accidents. I wish I'd have known John when my son got T-boned and by somebody running a red light. This is years back, but we didn't know. We just, you know, went with the other guy's insurance company and they cut a check. And for what Drake had happened, you know, we should have gone to the doctor for an issue that ended up popping up. Like, we made all the mistakes. I don't want you to make that mistake. Call John Daspit's office, 713, call now. Have them run you through the process of what you need to do. You need to go get an x-ray, an MRI, whatever it is to make sure that anything that's aching gets diagnosed. If it needs to be fixed, it gets fixed. If you need physical therapy, you get physical therapy. If you miss time from work, short-term or long-term, they get you paid for it. And then there's a proper pain and suffering payment that is made to you. That is set up inside the system, and a lot of insurance companies try to squeeze you on that one. But John Daspit is going to fight for your rights. It's John Daspit and all of his lawyers at the Daspit Law Firm. 713-CALL-NOW or go to DaspitLaw.com.
We're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here on the show. 713. Now, Lance said he had a story,
yeah.
Okay, that he needs to tell.
Usually I just tell these off the air and then wait for people to snatch them up and send them around to other radio stations. Yeah, but today I will tell you, it was midnight. I went to bed at, I don't know, right around 11, like I usually do. And a little after 11. And my wife's out doing
lightning struck your house?
No. But I had Dr. Dre sent me terrible lightning videos.
Yes, I yesterday. Saw that.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Those are about the worst. Those are I've seen them all individually.
Just lit up on fire. It was awesome.
Yeah, I've seen them all individually, but that was a compilation. Lightning compilation videos are great.
Yeah, it was great.
Because I, for those who don't know, I think I'm going to die by a lightning strike.
Yeah,
but
in 2027,
probably 2027. But so the wife last night, she goes, you know what? We got my wife a new car from Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, and we were coming back, and she said, you know what? I want to do – she loves doing puzzles. She hadn't done a puzzle for a long time.
While she was driving?
No, no, no. I was actually driving her new car.
Okay.
Because I'm the one who has to drive everywhere whenever it's just the two of us. And I kind of prefer it.
No,
I'm being honest.
Yes.
Yeah, I need to be the one driving.
The man should drive.
Yeah, I need to be the one driving.
Yeah.
The man should drive. Why do you say – but before I get with my story, why do you say that?
Well, my dad always drove everywhere. It's just the manly. I kind of side-eye guys who are sitting there and their wife is driving. Uh-huh. Like, you're supposed to drive the ship here, okay?
Do you?
Yeah,
you look at them a certain type of way?
Yeah. I mean, that's right. And I said it, and I'm going to stand by it. The man should drive.
Bitch!
I'm serious. Anywhere we go, her car, my car, whatever, I drive. And that's it.
Well, so here's what happened. So it's not a crazy story, but it's just, so my wife said, you know what? I think I want to just start doing a puzzle again today. I said, oh, okay. You know, she loves doing puzzles. And none of us, we never have dinner. Like, we never even have dinner as a family anymore. It's really declined. We don't fend for yourself. She already said, as soon as the kids are all out, I'm never cooking again, ever.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Well, that's my life.
So, and
too,
I've got these factor meals, and I'm like poking holes in the and microwaving, and that's so I go eat
you
in
all
the
don't
bedroom.
Eat together, really?
No,
really?
We really don't.
Wow.
Rarely. It's a sore subject for my wife, but Mason wasn't home because he's seeing his friends because, you know, he's a senior. It's, you know, it's, he, nice. Don't worry. He don't worry. If you're worried that he was having to work a job, don't worry. He wasn't at a job. He doesn't have one.
Okay, good.
So don't worry. I didn't want
well,
you.
Well, I wasn't.
Worried. I didn't want you to worry that he had a job and was making money. So so that's not a concern. And probably won't be all summer because he's decided, you know, because everyone, just never mind. So wife, you know, decides, and I also want a cocktail. So
this is sore subject.
Yeah, it's a lot
segment.
Of it. Yeah, it's I had a little bit of a day yesterday or a night.
Right.
So anyway, she says, and I'm going to make myself a gin and tonic. I said, you do that.
Yeah.
You have a gin and tonic.
That's
great. You get home, you have a gin and tonic, and you do your puzzle, and that's fine. So she started doing her puzzle and gin and tonic at about, I don't know, probably about 9 o'clock, or maybe earlier than that, 8:30. So I go to bed. She's not in yet, doing her puzzle. That's fine. I kind of wake up. It's 12. Still not in bed. I'm like, oh, I guess she's still out there doing that puzzle. But she's, you know, she usually goes to bed before then. Then it's like 1:30. Not in bed. I'm like, I guess she's still doing a puzzle. I wake up again at 4:30, and she's not there. I went, she must have passed out, you know, did she just drinking all night and passed out on the bed, on the couch?
Yeah,
so I went out there
like
to check
thing.
And tell her, hey, go into the bedroom and go sleep on the bed.
And
I got there. She's standing up at 4:30 with the light on, listening to podcasts on double speed. You know, she listens at like 1.75. Do you know people who do this? You don't know anything about this,
I
do you?
Don't know
yeah, some people listen to podcasts at super speeds.
Yeah, I don't do that. But okay.
And she's up and she goes, huh, look at this. Look what I've done. And I'm like, what are you doing? And she goes, I'm doing a puzzle. Look how many pieces I've gotten. And I said, now she got a little mad at me when I said this. I said, are you drunk? She said, what?
What?
I said, are you drunk? What are you doing? You're out here at 4:30 in the morning doing puzzles. You've been up doing puzzles for about 7 straight hours.
That's great.
Listen to podcasts doing puzzles. She said, I've had one and a half drinks, which I don't know. I noticed that the botanist bottle was empty.
Mm-hmm.
It had about one in there. And I noticed the Tanqueray bottle had a little dent in it too. So I don't
know. They were big drinks. But there's a one and a half.
Well, they are.
They're really, really
You know
drinks.
What? You're actually right. Well, they're like 4-ounce pours.
What? She's not out carousing.
No, she's not. But
I mean,
I was just
driving.
No. It was nothing terrible. I was thrown off because somebody who can't stay awake past midnight is up at 4:30 standing up at a puzzle thing doing puzzles. And it was just, it threw my rhythm off.
Okay.
It's 4:30. I'm like, what the hell happened to my wife? Where is she? What's going on? Well, sure enough, just awake doing puzzles, listening to podcasts, and I said,
sounds like a good night.
And all I said was, what are you doing? Why are you out here doing puzzles? I said, are you drunk? She goes, no, I'm not drunk. I've had one. Just forget it. And I'm like, oh, I didn't need you mad at me, too.
Yeah.
Everyone's mad at me right now.
Well,
I didn't
she can't
you.
Hear you because she's sleeping right now. So, and
I said something to her the other day. Well, I just didn't take her side in something. I was just being.
That's bad.
Well, I know, but I can't be a take your side person. I struggle. Just what's right is right. If I feel like something is the truth, I say, well, this is the truth.
Yeah, that's bad.
It's always. Really bad.
But who is she?
Because I was told
against.
You're the worst.
Who is she against? Like, who is she arguing with? That plays a part.
I'll tell you during the break so Twitch can hear, but and then they can report it. But it was nothing. It was just a minor little thing, and I'm like, I don't know, maybe. It was just, I'm at the casino, and I'm in a hotel room, and I'm like, I don't know, maybe you're not right, maybe you need to look at this. I didn't say you're not right, it was something very mild, and she just goes, but see, I've been accused of this a lot, so she's waiting for me not to quote unquote have her back, and she just said, you're the worst.
See,
I said, excuse me?
I've been saying that for years.
I got a little upset, and maybe I hung the phone up, which I don't ever do. I don't like being told you're the worst.
That is awful.
I don't like being told that's tough. I got a call back, and I just said, don't you ever tell me I'm the worst.
You gave her an order?
So I already know that she thinks I'm the worst. And so then I get up, and I'm like, what are you doing up? Are you drunk or something? So I already know she's thinking he's still the worst.
Well, this has to do with discernment. How often are you aware that she's not looking for a real sounding board? She just wants you to agree.
Yeah.
I am aware of that. And
she doesn't want to
know
what's
admit
right
it.
And wrong.
Yeah, just nod your
that's
head.
That's what she wants. No, you're right. You're right. I just have a hard time playing that role. I just need to tell the truth.
And then you get told you're the worst. What's better, just to nod your head and
just
agree?
Just to nod.
Yeah.
At some point, I will learn. I'm just like, you're right.
Well, and if she can't,
Mason's
if you're on the phone and you're nodding, and you don't, she doesn't say, she's, well, I'm nodding, I'm agreeing with you.
You say, you're right.
Yeah, you're right.
You might be rolling your eyes.
Yeah,
but
you're
nodding. You're nodding and saying,
you're right.
Yeah.
I'm nodding right now.
Yeah,
shut up, you're the worst.
And now you're good.
I just have to learn to do, you know
then
what?
You don't have to agree with her or disagree,
right.
Just say, I'm nodding.
100% right.
Uh-huh.
This is,
or you just go, uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But every man knows this is one of the oldest things that you learn when you're married. Sometimes you just have to just say, yes, you're right. I just struggle with not telling the absolute
truth.
Like, I don't know.
You got to eat
your
vegetables.
It's not really that big of a deal. Do you think it's that big of a deal? You're the worst.
Sometimes you just got to eat your vegetables.
That's all.
Eat your vegetables, swallow it down, and go, you know what? It'd be better. Because once I hang up the phone, I can have some ice cream. Like, proverbially, have some ice cream.
Right.
I don't have to hear her tell me I'm the worst. Things are good.
And I know it's like simmering. Now I know. When I go, and it's 4:30, she would rather, instead of just going to sleep or coming in a room with me, she'd rather do a puzzle till 4:30.
And why? Because you're the worst. Because
you're the worst.
I am. I've been told I'm the worst, so I guess I'm the worst.
Is it ever going to stop raining and lightning here?
Is this no, you get it tomorrow too. Ever stop?
Was,
you get it tomorrow too.
It was rough on the way in when we were coming back from Lake Charles.
Yeah,
we're stretching back till Tuesday.
That ride?
Yeah,
it was gully washers.
It was nuts.
It was. He actually had to slow down to about 50.
Wow.
Yeah.
To 50, Lance?
Yeah.
Or even less.
No, I don't think so.
Well, I mean, I had to keep a pace so I didn't get run over by other cars. Right. But it was like, John goes, is that the fastest the windshield wipers go? I said, yeah, we're on full tilt.
Because it was not keeping up with that rain.
No, man. It was pummeling us at different spots, too. It was actually really bad. Then we get to Houston, dry as a bone. And it had been wet just like 4 miles back.
My wife's giving me the business. It's 75 and sunny here, and then it's 60 at night. And I'm like, yeah, and with a chance of riot.
Okay. Or fire.
Yeah.
Or fire.
Chance of riot, fire, mudslide, or earthquake.
Or looting.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We don't have that here. And you know what else they don't have in L.A.? Chastang Ford. And they don't have Chastang Ford because the Chastangs are here, Houstonians. Actually, University of Houston people as well. Love them some U of H. Love them some U of H. But it doesn't matter where you go to school. What matters is what kind of business you do, what kind of integrity you have, what kind of philosophy that you have with your business. And the Chastangs have the best philosophy that I've seen in a car business because they do really, really, really care that you have the best car buying experience that you can have, that you have transparency, that you don't have add-ons or markups, that you get the employee pricing that Ford is given right now, and that you get it at the price that you need it to be at. Okay. So, yeah, they're not going to put you in a difficult situation. They don't want you to be choking on your car payment every month. They want you to have the best experience, and that's why you return to Chastang Ford. They do more return business than new business because people love what Chastang Ford does for them. I do. I've been there, done that, and I'll continue to do it. At ChastangFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.